This is Long-Term Care Connections for June 4, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. Congratulations to our members who received a bronze rating in AHCA NCAL's National Quality Award Program this year. WACA is proud to represent these assisted living and skilled nursing facilities and their staff, who strive to deliver the best care they possibly can. The 2025 bronze recipients from Washington are Alaska Gardens Health and Rehab in Tacoma, Avamere at South Hill in Spokane, Avamere Transitional Care of Puget Sound in Tacoma, Avista Senior Living in Yakima, Buena Vista in Colville, Grays Harbor Health and Rehab in Aberdeen, Highland Health and Rehabilitation in Bellingham, and Olympus Living of Spokane Valley. Congratulations to all for this hard-earned honor. DSHS has released draft rules on transfer and discharge notices for Medicaid residents. The Department of Social and Health Services released the CR 102 in alignment with federal regulation. Under the federal requirement, for settings where landlord-tenant laws do not apply, the state must ensure that each participant has a lease, residency agreement, or other written agreement that includes eviction protections and appeal rights, comparable to those provided under local landlord-tenant law. The hearing on the proposed rules is scheduled for June 24. WACA is actively developing an implementation plan that will include member training and a toolkit to support compliance. Please contact Lori St. Ars with any policy questions. DSHS is planning changes to background checks following the passing of new legislation. Engrossed Substitute House Bill 1385 focused on implementing the National Crime Prevention and Privacy Compact. DSHS issued a Dear Provider letter announcing it has filed a CR 101 to change WAC to comply with the new law's requirements, including an individual's right to receive results within a specified time frame, informing the individual that the results were handled in a way that protects their privacy, and more. RCS has scheduled live webinars to learn more and share feedback on the proposed rules. Find a link to register for the Assisted Living webinar on June 25th or the SNF webinar on July 9th, as well as to read the Dear Provider letter in full on this week's issue of LTC Connections Online. The federal government has appealed the staffing mandate ruling. The U.S. Department of Justice is appealing the Northern District of Texas ruling that vacated the federal staffing mandate. While this move is disappointing, it was not entirely unexpected. The House reconciliation bill that passed last month includes a 10-year delay of the staffing mandate, which we will continue to push as the Senate now works on its version of the bill. Repealing the mandate would save the federal government $22 billion. Our efforts will continue, and we will keep you updated. WACA has been made aware of fraudulent caregiver training certificates throughout the state. Dementia, mental health, and nurse delegation training are amongst the fake certificates being presented to assisted living facilities. If you are concerned about the legitimacy of a certificate, please email it to Vicki McNeely. She will work with DSHS to determine the document's authenticity. A number of state agencies and organizations have released resources and updates this week. These include a convenient list of resources, tools, and templates from Northwest Healthcare Response Network to assist long-term care providers with disaster preparedness and emergency planning, a toolkit for dealing with a norovirus outbreak, infection prevention training, and numerous webinars and event invitations from Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, and Dear Provider letters from DSHS on a home care aide certification timeline extension, updates to the Medicaid Residential Support Waiver Program, case mix index detail reports, and resident non-payment of Medicaid participation. Visit LTC Connections on WACA.org to review this comprehensive list of resources and find pertinent links to more information. In today's grassroots update, we are laying the groundwork. With another high-stakes legislative session looming in 2026, it is imperative to education lawmakers about your work. The best way to do this is to host facility tours with legislators throughout the summer months. From invites to follow-up, we make it easy for you to build strong connections with the leaders that matter most. Register for our tours-focused webinar on June 26th with the link on this week's issue of LTC Connections Online, or reach out to Eric Negemir at WACA.org to join your peers for this important activity. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for Fall Conference. Join WACA and our friends from Idaho Healthcare Association in Spokane on September 8th to 10th. If you're interested in presenting at Fall Conference, the deadline is next week. Submit your proposal on WACA.org or contact Jennifer Barria for more information. Our partners at Argentum invite you to join a free webinar on June 12th for the monthly Women in Leadership Speaker Series. This webinar series is open to Argentum members and non-members and showcases female industry leaders who share the lessons they have learned while growing in their careers. The next INSPAC SNIF webinar, Risk Management and Incident Investigation, is coming up on June 19th. WACA is partnering with the Institute of Post-Acute Care to bring monthly webinars featuring esteemed healthcare leaders and experts to help SNIFs elevate the quality of care and ensure compliance. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.